News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We are on a marathon run, Copper, of candidates calling in today. You can tell it's the day before an election. Like, there's a lot on the line, though, man. I tell you what, I never had to worry about runoff, but good night. I mean, this is something else. Hey, and by the way, I just had a listener sent me a text and said, you said that sometimes you get into gotcha questions and sometimes you just get the info out there. I don't think you ever do gotcha questions. You just ask hard questions sometimes that need to be asked, but they're not gotcha. Okay, I appreciate that, and I will take that all day long. Thank you very much. Anyway, listen, hey, by the way, let me jump over to something real quick and do some business here. You may have heard me say it earlier. Right Side Radio is hiring. Yeah, if you want to be a sales rep for Right Side Radio, we've got literally the opportunity before you. You can go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and the information you need to contact us is on there. Send us a message. We will hook you up. But we are looking for people right now. There's a possibility of making, you know, good money just selling ads for this show. And by the way, we have more news about this show coming out in the very near future. I'm just teasing y'all with that right now, but I hope to make an announcement very soon. But yeah, all said and done, Right Side Radio is hiring. So if you are looking for an opportunity to be in sales, you're highly motivated, you're the kind of person that can get out, you like to set your own hours, you want to earn a good wage, then yeah, rightsideradio.org, contact us. We are hiring as we speak. So there's that. I also got to tell you this, ZLA Solutions. You know, you hear me talk about them, and I got to sort of pause here and to say, I do know these people personally. They are personal friends of mine. I'm tight with these folks. That's why it's so easy for me to talk about what they do, because I'm keenly aware of how good they are at it. And they've been with us since the beginning of the show. ZLA Solutions. If you're looking for a job, like say you personally looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. But then again, you may be an employer who needs a bunch of folks, or maybe just a few. And you're hiring, and you need temps, or you need direct hire, whatever the case may be, they can do that for you. All the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's what their mission in life is, to help you make your business better. So yeah, check them out at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com for ZLA Solutions. All right. I can't begin to even describe to you what it's like to have your name on a ballot. Some of y'all know, but it's an amazing thing to think. You know, it's uncomfortable to talk about yourself, but now you got to go say why you're the best person for the job and try to be convincing. It's like you're a salesperson for yourself. That's a weird deal. It also takes a lot of mental toll, and you have to also divest yourself of recognizing that it is not your identity. The thing that bothers me sometimes is there are people who won't leave office because it becomes their identity. They don't even feel comfortable unless they are elected. Like they've had some kind of total rejection in life. It cannot become who you are. It has to be just what you do. And that's what we need. We need more people who are there because they're called to do, not called to be, if you know what I'm saying. I know I'm getting a little bit philosophical here, but the reality is too many people in Washington or in state politics or even in local politics, they feel this overwhelming need to be elected to the next thing. And some of them take one office and they stay there forever. Richard Shelby comes to mind. You know, love him or hate him, he's been there a long time. You look at Nancy Pelosi and you wonder, why are you in your 80s and still in Congress? Hey, what the heck? And it's on both sides of the aisle. I just named a Republican and a Democrat. Has it become their identity? Has it become who they are? Are they not secure without it? Because I'll be honest with you, there are things that can be done because of seniority, certainly. But then there are things that you might also want to do in your latter years, like maybe see your family, see your grandkids once in a while. Do you not? Is your only identity in being that elected official? Are you in Montgomery for what? How long? Are you been in office now for 40 years, like Kay Ivey? And you look at it and go, what would you do if you couldn't? Do you know? Or would you feel like you have just somehow lost a piece of yourself? And I've known folks like, and by the way, it's a very heady thing. It's an extremely heady thing. To be elected is an overwhelming feeling that you can either quickly be humbled by or begin to feel like you're just the man. We need people who are humbled by the opportunity to serve, who don't make it their identity, who make it that calling that they have to do. But if the do is over, their identity is still intact because it is not vested in the whims of politics and people. It is vested in what is important in life: God and family and country. Well, there's a soapbox I didn't mean to get on, but I just did. All right, coming up next, the next line of the calls is Congressman Mo Brooks calling in the day before the final count of votes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.